3. Dory. Dory prays the front door won't squeak. The house is silent except for the white cat purring loudly on the sofa. Dory creeps into the downstairs bathroom to wash the cut on her forehead, sealing it together with a bandage she finds in the back of the cabinet. Butterfly. Such a happy name for what it is. She will probably regret not getting stitches when the cut begins to heal into a scar, but for tonight, she's happy to be home, far from Joe's body lying still and gray in a hospital morgue. She takes off her bracelets, glittery, incongruous in the dim light oozing from the porch. She strips off her coat and jeans, buries Lily's bloody ruined hat in the trash. She moves the white cat gently to the end of the couch and drops onto the sofa with a quilt pulled over her eyes. Her sweater still smells faintly of Joe. A hint of his cologne clings to the threads. She lies in the black room until somewhere near dawn, when she falls into a fitful, dreamless sleep, waking later to her husband tugging at the blanket. She opens one eye, surveys the room through the ribboned edges of the quilt. The sun tilts in at the window. In the kitchen, Pearl stares pointedly at her empty dish. "Where's Lily?"
"Spent the night at Mia's," Samuel says,
and Dory feels a small surge of relief that Lily's at her best friend's house. Samuel's voice is gruff, impatient. His hair sticks up in tufts.
"So, where were you?"
He plunges his hands in his jeans pockets and looks around until his eyes light on a pack of cigarettes on the dining room table. He's angry. She can see it in the way he walks across the room, his short, sharp strides. She gets up, wraps the quilt around her in the cold house, and slides behind him in her stocking feet. "I guess it was a lot later than I thought." She reaches out to touch him, but he takes a step away, leaving her hand stuck in the air like a small, chapped flag. She pumps up the thermostat and tucks her hands back inside the quilt. "It's freezing in here," she says, but Samuel doesn't answer. He sits down at the dining room table with a coffee cup that used to say, "One great dad." But after all these years of heavy coffee drinking,